Island selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that Elon Musk is too scared to come smoke weed on.
Elon?
It's not Elon.
No.
Elon Musk. Okay, take two. Greetings.
gotta keep it in there.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two fine friends, July Diaz.
Hi.
And Agata.
Hi, Gabe. How's it going, friend?
I'm doing good. It's the weekend. I'm feeling good. How about you?
It's been kind of a crappy week for me.
You've been
why
under the weather, huh?
Yeah, I've been sick.
No.
Sorry. I didn't bring any contagious germs here, you guys. I've been on drugs, but it's been bad. I stayed home from work for most of the week. But I feel okay now.
I'm glad you're getting better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's always tough. That's always a rough thing to go through, is getting sick.
I know, it sucks. And it really sucks when you live alone because you can't like make anyone do anything for you.
No.
And you're just like helpless and you're like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get the Postmate to come all the way to your door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bring you like Gatorade.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to?
Ooh, I went to the Pomona Fair.
Mm.
Ooh,
I had a lot of cool fried foods.
Funnel cake? You have funnel cake?
I did not have funnel cake, no.
What was the coolest thing you ate?
Fruity Pebble covered fried shrimp.
Mm.
Whoa.
Now, when you hear that, you think gross, right?
I do think gross.
Yeah,
that is the first thing that I thought.
It does sound disgusting.
It was gross.
Pretty good.
I think I saw someone make that on Top Chef once.
Really?
Something similar that didn't turn out well, but I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Hmm.
Gabe, what about you?
Well, I'm about to go on. You know what? Let's bring our guest
okay.
in here. We've got a guest in here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, this guy is a... He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's our friend. He's one of the funniest guys I know. It's true. He is. He's just funny.
Sweet boy. Aww. Look at all these sweet people. Hey.
Please welcome Billy Ritter. Billy Ritter.
Hey. Thank you.
Billy Ritter.
Thanks for coming.
It was delayed. Yeah. It's so good. Thank you, sweet people, for having me. This is very fun and exciting.
It's our absolute pleasure. It's a delight to have you here.
You introduced me, but you didn't get to finish what was happening. You introduced me, but what's going on with you, my man?
I am about to jet set.
Ooh.
I'm about to set jet to Europe.
When do you leave? Tomorrow?
I leave on Monday.
Ooh.
And going to go just spend a couple of... months chilling out. It's not months.
Months?
It's 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's been 2 weeks chilling out in Europe. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you guys.
We're going to miss you.
We're going to miss you. This is so nice, and now it's going to end so quickly.
So that's what I'm up to. I'm just getting ready for that trip. Yeah. Billy.
Gabe.
This is a show about trends.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about them? Do you follow them? Do
this
you
is
like
going to
be
very interesting because I feel like I don't follow trends at all. I feel like you have to actively try to not follow them to know as little as I do.
Mm-hmm. Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Oh.
Are you on Instagram?
Not really. Okay. I have an account, but I have zero pictures.
What are you doing on the account?
Yeah. What are you using it for?
When did I have it? I made it at some point. And I'm like, with the intention, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put something up. And then people will still ask to be my friend and like tag me and stuff. Mm. But it's very creepy. I should not have an account if I don't have any pictures.
Yeah.
You know, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that makes it seem like you're using it just to slide into DMs.
Okay. I've never even done a DM on Instagram. Guys.
You got to do it.
It
feels
good.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
Do you guys get
you
a lot of...
slide in our DMs just freely, you know?
Yeah. Do you guys slide in a lot of DMs?
Oh, I'm slipping. I'm sliding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
me
man.
Too.
I'm dipping. I'm diving.
I'm sending and receiving very few. I'm not getting many, and I don't think I've sent One.
Okay.
Maybe one.
Well, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. You don't have to be slipping and sliding like me and July.
Yeah, we're over here wet.
Yeah, you guys are very... Yeah. Do you always just come in all lubed up like this?
Yeah.
We do, yeah. It's,
we came here straight from the slip and slide.
Yeah.
Yeah. First, bubbles. I saw Agata and I thought like, okay, she's sick. And then I saw July and you guys are both equally as
I'm
lubed
also
up.
Sick, but not in the same
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. Mentally
know?
A little twisted.
A little demented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? But I control it, you know.
Yeah, you're staying in the seat a little bit. Yeah, it's impressive for as lubed up as you are.
You're kind of sliding
down.
So
you just watch. I get a little physical later. Not true.
Well, okay, so you're probably going to not know the trends that we're talking about today, but that's okay.
Guys, I probably won't. But this is fun. This is a discovery area.
A lot of times none of us do because they can be really... We don't really go with a lot of the mainstream trends. So.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're old, too.
Sometimes they're old. Ooh. Sometimes they're sad.
Sometimes they're like both. Some tiny village in Germany has done something.
Oh, I thought you guys like went to a tiny village in Germany and just like, what's trending, guys?
Yeah. Well, that would be great. We should do a field trip.
Ooh.
That's what I'm, where I'm going. Episode. That's what I'm doing for 2 months.
Well, why didn't you invite us?
You guys could come.
Is it because they're all lubed up? You're ashamed of them?
Yeah. Do you think TSA is going to stop us?
Yeah.
Because we're too wet.
Yeah.
You have more
they could try to stop you.
3 ounces.
Get them! They're all lubed up! I can't!
I'm sliding down the runway.
And they all keep on slipping away from me.
So is this the primary means of communication these days? Is the DMs with the young people? Or are people aren't using AIM anymore? That's gone.
Yeah. Honestly...
You still on AIM, Dave?
I tried to log in and my account's not working anymore.
Yeah, a lot of people use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Instagram DMs.
Yeah, I would say...
In Instagram DMs.
Yeah. Well, also, I would say Twitter probably too. But on Instagram, it's like if you respond to somebody's story, then it starts a conversation in the DMs. So that's like an easy way to do it.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's where I would say most of it is.
Okay.
Oh, it makes it easier than ever to slip and slide in there.
Wow. So everybody on Instagram is just wet.
Yeah.
I'd be in the DMs.
Oh, see, that's fun.
Okay. RoboLore Hall is in the DMs. We didn't introduce you to our, robot producer. Gabe, you want to go ahead?
Well, I mean, you see that we have a full staff. Behind the window.
I do. Hey guys, how you doing? All right. Yeah, raise roof. That's fun. You guys always have them do that?
They're in a good mood today.
They are in a good mood
today. Do you force them? Do you also lube them up? Or
oh, yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, that's us.
Yeah, looking good, guys. Ooh, cha cha slide. Nice.
Well, they're all greased up from the oil coming from our head producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Of course.
Yeah.
Billy, please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, Robo Laura Hall. I'm Billy. I'm sorry. I'm like super nervous right now. Oh my gosh.
Nervous.
No, this is.
Don't be nervous.
I'm a huge fan. This is so good to meet you. Wow.
Please give me smooches.
Okay.
Okay.
She's into the smooch.
Is this fine? Is this weird for you guys?
Listen,
if I just kiss her a little
bit? Don't
you
have
can
to.
Do what you want. We don't want you to feel pressured to have to smooch her.
No, are you kidding me? I need clarity for this stuff. Like my advance is like I want to and I got to go.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Billy is right up to the production window.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Robo. Oh yeah, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Heard that. That's enough. That's enough. Okay. You're right.
I think
she liked
it. I think she liked it.
RoboLaurel, I tell you, that was amazing.
You know, she doesn't hit on all of our guests, but a good
portion. Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them. Is this true?
Most of them are. Nobody's ever responded like that. I gotta say, nobody's ever just dived right in.
You were the first person.
Yeah.
To really
do you like how I started at the neck and worked my way up?
Yeah. I don't know if you
I
can call that
a neck.
I live
my life like a rose.
What?
What?
I live my life like a rose.
You live your life like a rose? How is that?
I'm horny.
Oh, my God.
I get it.
You guys.
You mean thorny?
I don't know. I don't know what she means.
podcast Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
As Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
That's me. I'm board certified blank. this is my segment where the readers write into me and come to me with their problems. Their life problems, their love problems, their work problems. And I give them advice and I help them out.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah. All kinds of problems. All right.
If you want to submit something, go to twb.cool/ask or you can call or text 432-AGATA-HI.
Very good.
This
very
question good. Is from Pasta Caster. Dear Agata, I want to start a podcast about pasta. Is that a good idea? How do I get started podcasting? What do I talk about? What are your biggest tips for a novice podcaster? Do you want to be my co-host?
Oh my god.
Whoa. That was a lot.
That escalated fast. First of all, I'll answer the last question. Yes, I do. Sign me up. Are we going to be eating a bunch of pasta?
Okay.
Because if so, yeah, let's do it. I don't know who this is, but I'm committing to you long term.
You're going to still have time to do trans benefits, right?
Oh, no, I think my schedule's full.
What?
Yeah. I just looked at my calendar and it was all booked up. I'm sorry.
Such a small
with this
calendar.
Yeah, it's a small calendar.
You don't even know the schedule. She just.
I got to keep it all open just in case. I got to talk about that bucatini. You know what I mean?
Ooh. okay, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I don't know what that is, but I get it. Mm. Bucatini.
Bucatini's got the hole in the middle.
Bucatini?
Oh, yeah. pass. pass.
July. Yeah. I don't heckle you during your segment.
Sorry.
Actually, I do sometimes. Okay, so you want some advice on launching your own podcast. I think it's a great topic because it's something that everybody likes. You can reach a wide audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to... My best advice would be something that we don't do, which is be consistent, release episodes on a consistent schedule.
That's dope. That's dope.
Because, you know, I think that's
great
that's the only reason why we're not like, you know, Patreon level,
that's
like $30,000 a month. You know, we're not like at the Doughboys level where we're making, you know, that much money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's only because we don't put out an episode every week.
Sure, sure.
But you know, the episodes that we do put out, people love it and people are like, how do I give you money? So I think I am qualified to answer this and yeah, let's do it. Hit me up. Slide in those DMs.
Slide in those DMs. Ooh. Right? Ooh, okay. This makes sense.
Cool.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Well, I mean, I have lots of advice, lots of technical advice. I mean, you're going to want to make sure you have your RSS feed set up. You're going to want to make sure that you're submitting to all the stores. You know, all of that stuff is really important. You're going to want to make sure. I mean, you know what? Hit me up. Email me. I got all the details you
need. Slide into Gabe's DMs. He doesn't get enough.
Yeah, slide into my DMs, and we'll talk about getting your podcast off the ground from a technical perspective.
Okay.
And I would just want someone to slide into my DMs at all. So
well, you're not even checking your DMs.
Because I haven't, you think I have DMs right now? Do you think there's,
you could.
Do you think
could.
So many people are sliding my DMs, I don't even know it?
It's possible. Have you looked at your DMs on Instagram?
We'll look at that later. Okay. I'm like,
we'll take a break. At the break,
we'll check it out. We'll see what's in there. July, you got anything?
I think you're going to want to start your first episode with the big interview. You're going to want a big interview guest.
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah, you're going to want Obama. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to talk about a classic pasta dish. You got to go with spaghetti.
Spaghetti meatballs.
Meatballs. That's right. So
Yeah.
Book Obama. This is my advice. Book Obama and make spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, that's great advice.
That is a really good idea for a first step.
Yeah.
That's coming out with
people
a splash.
People would listen.
Oh, yeah.
I would listen.
I'd listen, mm-hmm. too.
You got anything? Any podcast advice?
Any podcast? Yeah, like, you know what? Yeah, don't forget the roots. Like, don't forget the your pasta, you know? Don't get too caught up in this podcast world that you forget what brought you there in the first place.
The glamour of podcasting,
like,
yeah.
I don't want you to get caught up in that, like, podcast fame, because the way it sounds like this is going, God is your co-host, this thing's going to take off. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little jealous Okay, first off, if Agata falls through, slip into my DMs, my IG DMs.
He's not going to see it.
I might. You know, I might change my weights, but like, you're going to get in these podcast parties, this weird world.
And we don't talk about it on the show, but the podcast parties.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so, some of the wildest.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Studio 54 today.
Slip in and slide in.
Yeah. And it's a seedy underworld, too. Like, it's got those, it definitely has those highs. And there's, like, all that glamour. But there's, like, the underworld that people don't talk about. It's a lot of dark places.
I mean, the poker games.
Oh, my God.
Yes. With Marin.
Yeah.
Rogan. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And the bet. We have
Katie Couric.
Yeah. She has a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Well.
We did a manhunt style, just set a person out and just like a full on. I know I shouldn't talk about that.
You hunted a person?
Well, and it was a game. It was a game. Yeah. So you don't like.
Did someone die?
World's most dangerous.
You know, I probably shouldn't say so much. Anyways, our listener, just be careful. That's all I'm saying. You get caught up in this world and it's not. It could go down so quickly.
Yeah, but that's true. It's easy to get, the glitz and the glamour of the podcast world is, it's unlike anything else, you know? You really just get sucked into it, and pretty soon, you don't know who you can trust anymore. You don't know who
around you is your
real friend.
Yeah, just stay away from Dax Shepard, you know, because that guy is going to get in so much trouble. You know, he's new to the podcasting game, but he's already, you know.
Yeah. He's bad news.
Bad news. Yeah. Bad news bears.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you're talking to a few people who are up to our neck in the podcast pool. So, you know, we've done a few laps. But you know, if you're unsure, just dip your toe in.
Right.
Yeah.
Thirded?
Firsted, second,
third. Yeah.
I call first.
Well, I think we really helped this person, and
I think so.
Go ahead and plug your podcast.
Me?
Yeah.
It's called Nude It Up. It's on Friday mornings at 8 a.m.
Okay, this is the pasta one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nude It Up.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. That was a great job. I think we really helped them.
Thank you.
I have a secret.
What's that?
What?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Tell us.
No, I want to tell my robo Laurel.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
We'll turn away.
Yeah.
I think you're cute. I think you're really cute.
I love you.
I love you. And I know it's really weird because everyone's here and they're all here and we're supposed to be having this time, but I can't stop looking at you. And I know it sounds crazy. Like, I just see you and I feel this connection. Okay, never mind. Okay.
Please update my software.
Oh my gosh. I don't even have an Ethernet connection. Can you? You got Wi-Fi? You got Wi-Fi? Okay, wait. I gotta go. Okay, sorry.
So anyway,
That was a good pee.
How does somebody submit a question?
If you want my advice, go to twb.cool/ask. You can submit it there. You can call or text me at 432 Agata High. It's not my personal number, but I will see it.
Cool.
432
Okay, so this is July's Funny Pages. Billy, what is your relationship to the Sunday Funnies, the newspaper comics, either, you know, in the past, currently, if there's any relationship there?
Any future plans?
Any future plans?
First off, great question. Mm-hmm. When I think of the Sunday Funnies, I think of fun wrapping paper. And that's not the cool thing.
Like seasonal wrapping?
No, any at any point.
Okay.
I think wrapping any sort of gift in the Sunday Funnies is fun. It's fun. And you can read them. If you want, or they're just fun, right?
It's like a bonus gift.
It is. You don't even need to put anything. It's a box, and then the Sunday Funnies. Mm. A good way to frame them.
I like
so
that.
What was your favorite one that you would glimpse as you were wrapping presents?
I don't.
You can't remember?
No. I just don't have a favorite one. I would never. read them. I'm like, I would look at pictures. I would get comic books as a kid and just look at pictures. It's so silly. I would not even like read them. I just love the pictures. And I used to have to do book reports. And I talked my teacher in and be like, I don't like to read. And I just got to draw pictures.
Okay. That is wild.
That is wild. It doesn't seem hurt my development a little bit.
Yeah.
You're a visual learner.
So you don't like reading and you don't like learning words.
I don't like learning words. I think words are dumb.
Are all your thoughts like just images?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Can you translate what that image was for us?
Yeah, we want to.
Oh no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't tell you guys it's a secret. So
okay,
yeah, like that. But if I want to tell
a lot of secrets between you and Robo or Hall.
Oh, no one said it was that. Okay, but like that. But I was thinking of you on just the little beach, me and you. I don't know, doing nothing.
I think you're short out on a beach.
You don't know that.
I love that.
Thank you. See, you give her. I give her more credit. You got to give her more credit.
She's got to be plugged in somewhere. That's all I'm saying. It wouldn't work.
Okay, gross. I got it. All right. So now I'm going to give you a choice between three different comics.
Please, thank you.
I will read through the different panels, and then we will go around and we'll guess what the final panel is. Usually, it's like a setup to a joke. Yeah, so you know that's a little hint.
This is how
not
they
always
work.
Though.
Not always
the
though.
Garfield,
not always
the Garfield though. Ones like, are completely unrelated.
I think I like those ones better.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, so you got to choose between Luann, BC, or Garfield Classics.
Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, Garfield Classics are the ones I. You know what? No, let's do one I don't know.
Okay.
Really. So let's do the first one.
Luann.
Yeah, let's do Luann.
Great. Now, Gabe.
Yeah.
I think about Luann.
Yeah, we've done Luann a few times on the show before. Luann is a teen.
Yeah.
She goes to high school. She's got some friends. Gunther, Aaron, Bernice. She's got parents. She's got problems, but, you know, she loves having fun with her friends.
Yeah. Do you remember her friend's name, the one with the glasses? And
yeah,
Brenner?
But that's Bernice.
That's Bernice. Okay, so she's...
The male or a female?
Female.
Okay, that's Bernice.
Okay, so Bernice is in this one. That's
perfect.
Okay, so we're at a restaurant. Okay, Luann and Bernice are sitting down, and they're getting their order taken. So Luann says, "And that's my news. Your turn." Bernice replies, "Okay. Gunther's mom married Mr. Gray. Gunther and Les are roomies." And then the waiter goes, "Ready to order?" That's the first panel.
This is like an improv scene. It starts in the middle of the scene, which is a good thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know each other for at least 6 months.
Yeah. A waiter walk on, first panel.
Yeah, yeah. It's at, you know, we're at a restaurant.
We understand the relationship.
Yep.
They're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Great initiation.
What game?
Yeah, that's right.
Find out. The second panel. Luann goes toward the waiter as he's walking away. Give us one sec to look at the menu, okay? Oh, actually, I guess he wasn't walking away.
Oh.
But his back is turned.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So this is a very weird visual here.
Okay.
And then, so his back is turned. He goes, okay.
Okay.
So... We go around now, and we'll guess what the final panel will be.
Okay, I'm going to guess that the waiter says, "I was just jerking off over here."
Great guess.
Thank you.
Okay, this is... All right, so the first panel...
yep.
Yeah.
It says, what was the last bit where... the girl was talking about all this stuff. Like, was it gossipy?
She goes, okay, Gunther's mom married Mr. Gray. Gunther and Les are roomies.
Okay.
Is Les Mr. Gray's son? I'm getting the feeling that, like, Mr. Gray and his mom got married, and now he's married to Mr. Gray's son, so they're like stepbrothers and roommates.
Is this Mr. Gray from 50 Shades of Gray?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And he has a son.
Okay.
Because he loves to fuck.
Yeah, well, we all know that.
Okay. So I feel like he's caught up in this drama a little bit.
Okay.
And he's turned away, And he's like, okay, I can't do this. Okay. And he's just like, okay, I wish I didn't hear all that gossip. Now I'm going to have to tell Gunther.
This, okay.
This is awkward for me. Yeah. Ooh, boy, this is awkward for me. I wish I didn't hear all this hot gossip. Now I'm going to have to tell Gunther.
Great guess. Great guess. Gabe?
I feel like it was more... I feel like the waiter's gone. Ladies are sitting there, and they're going to be talking more about how, like, everybody's interested in what we have to say. Like, this guy's trying to cop a listen to our hot goss, but he can't because we got rid of him.
Oh, crap. That one was good. I want to take mine back. I want that one.
Okay, so I'm going to say Gabe's a little close.
What?
Ooh.
What about me?
Not close at all. You're wrong.
Oh. Was I closer?
No.
Was I more correct than I got it?
No.
No, not at all.
Was I okay? Was I correct?
You were not correct, but you got it that the waiter is no longer there, but he's still in play.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he yelling from off panel?
Yes. All right. So this is the final.
Is he
panel.
Saying I'm jerking off? Over here.
Yeah. Now.
No.
No. Okay. This I don't get this comic.
Oh, you're about to get it. You're gonna love this.
Mm.
Luann says Gunther and Les. Ha. Bet that's fun. Bernice replies, let's see. Oh, Anne Eiffel's living with Tom Farrell. Miss Phelps is now Mrs. Fogarty. And then off panel, the waiter goes, we close at midnight.
Oh,
you get
nice,
it now?
Nice.
You get it now?
Yeah. Bitches be talking.
Yeah.
Hey, going. Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
you got
that right.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like women be gossiping till the late hour.
I feel like this all could have worked out though. Like he still could have been involved in the gossip a little bit. Know about that. And he was definitely going to jerk off. Yeah. I know that there's definitely there's subtext. There's,
why would he run off like that if he wasn't going?
He's like, we close at midnight. Yeah. The guy's raging.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy has like on. He has that like a buzz obvious. Cut and he has like little beady dot eyes.
Oh, that guy.
So he's definitely he's,
yeah.
All right. So this is we're reading the comments on the comic now.
Okay.
Name Ripus says, instead of sitting at a restaurant, maybe they should be knitting or playing bridge.
What the fuck?
What? What?
Wait, women aren't allowed to go to restaurants now?
Yeah. What is that? Okay. Oh, never mind.
Okay. Templo SUD says.
Oh, we know Templo. Hey, did you know Templo SUD means the Mormon Church?
It does?
In Spanish?
I didn't know.
Never mind. Mm-mm. It's like, it's the basically like LDS. LDS Temple.
Temple of, okay.
Yeah.
Why are the letters different?
I don't know.
Templo SUD says, chatting in a restaurant without having to eat sure is, what's a good word? Odd?
Thank you for contributing that.
That is a good word.
Yeah.
And finally, GC Insider, Mordock999 says, okay, I'm impressed here. Bernice's news, in quotes, was more revealing than Luann's, and we actually learned something. Anne is living with Tim Farrell, in quotes, in sin, but now... I wonder how Bern found all that out. Gunther's mom marrying Mr. Gray, Gunther and Les being roomies, and Anne living with Tom. I mean, either she's talking to Gunther or Bern's got folks' houses bugged.
Mm.
At any rate, Bernice will have a great career with the NSA one day. Good show, Bernice.
Hey, Mordock 999, we close at midnight.
Yeah, and it's 11:59 p.m. right now.
And that's the end of my segment.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, yeah.
What is Alex Trebek has a beard?
What is...
what is... Alex Trebek has a beard. Thank you, Robo Laura Hall, for following Jeopardy rules.
Okay, so Robo, I mean, Robo Alex Alex Trebek has a beard.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's the trend, that he has facial hair?
Yeah, check it out.
I mean, I remember when he had a mustache, and then he shaved the mustache, and that was a big deal, right?
He's getting really close to Santa status.
Ooh, ooh yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I think he looks good with the beard.
So I feel like
so
I've
too.
Seen him with a beard, but I clearly haven't. I just feel like it looks so normal on him.
Yeah,
it does. I actually feel like if he busted out an acoustic guitar, it wouldn't look weird.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I want to see him with a belly full of jelly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sit on that lap.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
at Christmas time and ask for what I want.
Interesting.
He does look more fatherly. Like, I don't know. I feel like my dad had a beard. Mm-hmm. He has a beard now. Like, I feel like I could confide in him. Like, I can talk to him now.
Does your dad have gray hair?
Yeah, a little bit now. Not full on gray, but he's got a little bit. Like, he's got a goatee. Actually, he doesn't have a full beard right now. He's got a goatee.
Mm.
Okay. Does your dad demand everything in the form of a question?
No, he doesn't.
Well, we almost had it.
Yeah, we almost got it.
Well, next time.
Next time. Anyway, how do you guys feel about this? Beards on TV icons. Yay or nay?
Yay.
You like it.
I do. I think, I wonder if he knew it was like a big of impact that it was just going to be. He's like, this is it. I'm going to do it. You could hold off for such a long time and it's like, here's a big deal. This is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it brings you them up to the forefront again. And then you're like, oh, I remember you. You're fun. And I guess.
Wait,
yeah.
You're new, but it's new and improved too.
Yeah. It's like getting a cover of a song that you used to like, and it makes it like a new song again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
So I'm for it.
Okay.
Great. I got it.
Well, for me, it's going to depend on how soft the beard is, because I don't want my face to get all like scratched up.
You trying to rub up on your Trebek?
I mean, I don't know. It's possible. I'm just saying, like, if I were to hug him.
Yes. Yes.
And his face was like.
Scratches.
Yeah.
Yeah, too scratchy.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
What? Do you always think of like a possibility of like a relationship with a game show host or something? Is it something?
I think about the possibility with everybody that we talk about on this show.
Okay,
and, you know, I'm a fan. I think he's a good looking man.
He is. He's a Canadian, too.
Hey, that's my people.
Yeah.
Hey, that's your people.
Hey.
Hey. Canadian. Hey.
But I don't, I mean, honestly, I would take him either way.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I think the actors or the performer or the game show host, they themselves, they don't have to bother growing the beard. They can just add it in post.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't feel authentic.
Yeah, that's I don't like. They can, but ooh, that upsets me.
It does.
CGI
you can
beard.
Tell.
Mm-hmm.
No, the fact that I probably couldn't tell.
Oh.
You know? And be so, like, deceived.
Did you see the CGI Carrie Fisher beard in that Star Wars?
Yeah. They put a CGI beard in and then they shaved it off. And like, but you could still see the stubble. It was like layered there, but like, I didn't find out until afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
They had that thing with the Justice League too, right? Where the guy who played Superman had a mustache.
But
they had to remove it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they had to first add a full beard and then shave the whole thing off in post.
Yeah.
Why would they? What?
Well, he had a Fu Manchu mustache. So they were like, we can't have Superman having a Fu Manchu.
Right.
That's wild. That seems like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of work.
Oh, right. It probably was, right?
To just delete it.
It's a lot of money, but it's
worth it.
It's not as much as like having like a facial hair person there.
A razor?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's fun to be contractually obligated to have a mustache or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't. Like, I can't shave this off.
I saw Magnum P.I. is coming back. No mustache.
What?
Don't like that.
That's like third season. You know they're going to have like a couple seasons, then it's going to come back and they're they're saving that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't like get like fall in love in the first episode. That comes in like later on when the pair comes together. That's like the mustache, Magnum P.I.
I don't see it working. That. I don't see it working without the mustache.
The mustache season.
Yeah.
Who's gonna? Yeah. I don't know that show, but who's gonna touch that mustache?
If you are making the Magnum PI show, you better add that mustache in post right now.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Or we're gonna be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe
this is a money making angle. Maybe we could just make it in post and re-release it. I don't know how this is gonna work legally. But I think it's going to make it a much more successful show.
I think it's technically different enough if we just take out the mustache.
Yeah.
Or add the mustache.
Basically, the storylines all changes and everything with the mustache. The context of the whole show is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's doable. I think if we go for a South Park look with just cardboard, images.
Yeah.
It'll be way easier, way cheaper for us to do this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
This curious lion climbed aboard a safari vehicle full of tourists.
A curious lion climbed on board a safari vehicle of tourists. Oh my goodness.
Is there a video?
We're looking at a video. So they're in Crimea.
Oh my god. Those people are not getting off.
Yeah, why aren't
they? They look so calm.
The lion is getting into their vehicle and they're just letting it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to fight it?
I mean, I understand that guy. He's like in danger. What about the people in the back?
The lion's like, let me drive.
You're doing it all
right. Yeah, he's like sitting in the passenger seat with his paw on the steering wheel.
He's friendly enough. So, the lion goes up and kind of just starts cuddling, right?
Yeah.
He's just rubbing himself. He wants a friend.
He just wants a friend.
So now he's going into it's like a open cart type scenario.
God, all of those people stayed on? What the fuck?
And he's just going around cuddling with everyone.
He's rubbing his face all over these people and they are gleefully giggling.
Now they're just kind of, now they're just going for it.
This girl is selfieing.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Anyway, all these people died.
Yeah, cut to the end. Cut to the good part.
Let's see where they, where there's only like a leg left.
And how many, this scene's trending. Just imagine if we put a mustache on this line in post.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That,
another wasted opportunity.
This is like horrifying and nobody seems scared at all. Lions have got to be like, so mean, because cats are mean and like they're just cats that like are way more powerful.
He had his mouth open like it was like, bye, I'll see you guys later.
Look at that. That's like still is so creepy.
Very scary.
The tongue's out there.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
The girl is selfieing herself. You can't really tell from that, but she's got her phone out and the lion is licking her back.
Yeah, and that's the first thing. Like, I got a selfie.
I just got to say one thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This line goes big balls.
I didn't notice.
Whoa!
I don't know if you noticed, but
I
when it walked, and you know, when it went on the little cart, and watch it again.
How did I miss this? I'm upset with myself.
I feel like this is the lion equivalent of sliding into the DMs, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They don't have the technology to do it the way we do, but...
Yeah, honestly, this is a Animal Kingdom technology problem. Yeah. If they were able to reach out,
check
out. Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
He's got some big balls. That's true.
All right. So I would have got off and probably
At the first second that this lion jumped in there, I would have run. But then who knows where they were? Yeah. They might be stranded somewhere, like in the middle of a safari park.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like one of those things you can't show... fear, like who knows if you like deny it, like this lion's coming up to you like, hey, I want to be your friend, come on, yo, you're looking cool, I want to be your friend. And then you go and you start snug up like this, and then you're like, you know, maybe this lion's a little insecure and you go like, oh, whoa, lion, you're like, I don't want to, like, get away from me, like, man, I just wanted to be your friend. What are you doing? Like, man, I don't want to be your friend anyways.
That's
and they're going like that, start biting you. Who knows what this lion will do?
Or if you start running away, maybe he'd be like, oh cool, there's my target.
Who knows what he would do with those big balls? Probably slap you around with them.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Gross.
I don't want to.
I don't want it either. I don't want to stick around and find out.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I'm one of these guys where you know how like mosquitoes always are biting me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm one of those guys.
Sweet blood, yeah.
I feel like it'd be the same with lions.
Mm.
Everyone else, the lions would be eating just me.
Because you got sweet blood.
Because I got sweet blood, yeah.
So not snuggling just you. They would be. You can't resist that.
They'd be snuggling everybody else.
You got that fairy blood.
Mm-hmm. I got that fairy blood.
If anyone, True Blood reference, I don't know. It was very sweet.
I don't remember that show.
I don't know. I watched a couple seasons. We don't got to talk about it, guys.
So Roy, Siegfried and Roy, he got mauled by a tiger, right? Tigers are tougher than, are tigers meaner than lions?
I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say, ask Roy.
Yeah, do we look like big cat experts? I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Well, I am a big cat expert.
Oh.
The character from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Love those fishing levels in Sonic Adventure.
Yeah, you had to. Okay. That's very specific.
Yep.
We don't have to talk about it. You had to go through them, though, to play the fun levels.
Listen, you had to go through this. You had to catch your froggy friend.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that was a good trend. Yeah. Anybody been on safari before?
No. I want to go, but...
No, let's all go.
Should we go right now?
Yeah, when you get all that spaghetti podcast money, maybe you take us on a trip for leaving your friends here.
Okay, yeah. I'm down.
I'm sorry. I'm not even on the podcast. I'm holding a grudge against you.
Airport security trays carry more cold germs than toilets, study finds.
Cold germs?
Cold germs.
Mm. Oh, those trays. The trays at the airport.
The trays at the airport have more cold
take off
germs.
Your shoes.
Oh, than toilets.
Yeah, that makes sense. Nobody's coughing into a toilet.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, nobody sneezes out of their butt.
That's what I think. Like, toilet seats.
Well, speak for yourself.
Are they really, I don't know. Like, people's butts, they're wrapped up, like, in multiple layers. Maybe they're a little sweaty and stuff, but I don't feel like they're getting that dirty. Like, you know, like your hands are filthy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Billy, that was part of your butt material, your stand-up material. About
butts. Did you see this? I'm trying to work this out. I'm trying to rehash some stuff here, but
no, it's
guys,
good.
Come on.
Yeah, you know,
I'm workshopping here. I got to take time.
Workshop. Yeah,
so like,
go for it.
Yeah, so like, yeah, you know, you go, you sit on a seat. Some people like to put down a little bit of toilet. Yeah, you know those people.
I've seen that.
I want to sit down. My butt's so bad. I want to keep my butt clean. You can't put it on. He's coming out. One piece at a time.
That's me. He's roasting me.
I got you. Sorry. No, is this beard? This feels awkward because it's hitting a little too close to home a little bit.
Good.
You guys are here.
No, that's why. I'm laughing.
You're doing
okay,
it.
Okay, I know. Together, so, like, you got that. Like, well, specifically for you, July Agata, you got people like you, and I'm sorry if that seems just the people who lube themselves up.
Okay.
That is problematic. Well, I'm just saying I've had quite a few falls. You know, you get a lubed up toilet seat.
Are you saying I'm going to fall into the toilet?
The next person is going to slip right off.
Yeah, I feel like you're probably expecting it. You're all lubed up. But I guess what I'm trying to say is you don't need to cover a toilet because of germs. You need to cover up a toilet because people might get it all lubed up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Because
that's me.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I got you. Oh, I'm sorry. You're kind of blushing right now. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Bro.
Okay. That's, you know, on the sake of comedy, people.
All
right.
Hey, it's all jokes, bro.
Yeah, we don't take it personally. You know, we loved your stand ups.
Yeah. Things are coming out to that, by the way, guys. That was great.
Yeah. We went down to Orange County. It was cool.
Yeah. That was good. I hope you enjoyed that stir fry, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 I just love all the Orange County specifics that you had in your stand-up, too.
Oh, yeah. And they were like, hey, guys, you know, like, the toilets at the Newport Beach? You know how, like, they're a little sandy? You know how sometimes people get, like, they're a little wet and it's a little sandy, maybe a little bit lube mixed in? And, like, you got to cover it, but, like, it's not germs.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
I've been there.
That's not me. But the lube part, that's me.
That's a combination. I mean, if you went to the beach, you'd probably get sandy. Like, that is potential. That's your future.
Well, I mean, for us, we're already covered in lube.
So true.
The sand is just going to stay. stick right guys. To us Ooh. Anywhere we go.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm roasting you guys real hard right now. It's all good. We're all part of the game.
I'm loving it.
I know Gabe is loving it.
But. I freaking walk out of the beach. I'm looking like Sandman from Spider-Man. Bunch of sand all over me because of the lube.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. That's you guys. Okay.
We're not going to hold it against you. We get it. It's just part of being a comedian.
Yeah. So,
hey, I get it. You know, I've done a couple open mics myself.
Right on. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, oh, yeah? What's your big material?
Oh, what's that?
What's your, like, big joke?
Yeah, what's your big joke?
Lion Big Balls.
Oh. Oh.
Have you ever noticed lions? They got the biggest balls.
Okay.
Biggest balls in the animal kingdom.
Oh.
I mean, that's...
All right, I'm right. Okay. No, that is kind of good.
Yeah.
You know I have lion balls.
Billy's mad.
Hey, like this.
Billy, I'm so sorry.
You guys have totally different deliveries, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Okay, but you got to know when... You got to work... Read the room,
I'm so sorry. I didn't even notice you had your balls.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, apology accepted.
Okay, great. But yeah, these airport security trays.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, dirty. Okay, yeah. People are disgusting. Your hands are disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hands?
Your hands.
Specifically.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Name everything you did with your hands today.
Okay, so I played with slime.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Was it like... Store-bought? It's just like store-bought. Okay, I gotta know.
I'm not disgusting, as the god is trying to say. I buy my slime like every other red-blooded American.
You can make slime really easily.
You can?
Haven't you seen those YouTube videos?
Nah, man.
People are making slime.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Oh, there really is so many videos. There really are so many videos.
I don't even want to know what goes into my slime. You know, I just want to go to the store and buy my slime. I don't even know what goes in it. Anyway, so I was playing with slime. Then I ran into some of my skateboard friends. We went to the skate park.
Oh, nice.
I don't skate. I just sort of like hype them up and give them high fives.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah. You know?
So you just transferred all those dirty skateboard boys.
Yep.
And girls.
Yeah. And you're saying my hands are dirty after
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Your hands are disgusting. I'm sorry. They're covered in germs and doo-doo and jizz and all of it.
Okay, well, the doo-doo's mine. The jizz is not mine.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Me and Robo.
It's okay. Listen.
You wanted something about the suspense of being on a podcast. You're all looking at me, and baby, you are looking good.
Okay.
You know what? We're not against this, but can you just wait till the episode's over?
Look, I think I kind of explained that this... Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead. You know what? I'm sick of you guys, like, putting her... Like, she only addresses you when when you need her to bring up another topic. Like,
yeah, she's our servant.
That's her job.
It doesn't mean you can't treat her like
a
friend.
Yeah, she's our servant.
What'd you say?
Just agreeing with what a god has said. She's our servant.
She's our servant.
I built her.
Yeah. She was built to serve.
It doesn't mean she's not capable of love, you know? And that you can't beat her up. You know,
she's definitely capable of boning. We've seen her do that.
Well, me.
Not yet, but...
Oh, well, Billy,
looking
if
out.
You only knew.
What the hell are you saying?
We've seen her.
She does this with all our guests. You can't
shut up.
You can't
shut
be attached.
You shut your mouth. You dirty luby, dirty hand, mouth, sandy butt. You shut your mouth, July. We're in love in our love.
The dude's mine. The jizz is mine. Okay.
What?
On my hands, my dirty poopy jizzy hands.
The jizz is yours?
No, it's not mine.
It's not yours.
It's Rubble or Halls's, and I don't even think it's jizz. Whatever comes out of her circuit breakers.
Yeah.
What is it, Gabe? If you built her.
It's robot oil.
Okay, great.
Okay. That's basically robot.
You got to keep.
Oh, yeah, that's robot
lube.
You need to stick up for yourself, Laura. That's all I'm saying. You're better than this. You don't need to be trapped in Gabe's apartment.
I mean, this is a nice apartment.
I'll give you that. It's a nice apartment.
What?
Let's run off.
Baby, yes, I want nothing more. Let's get out of
You're
here,
gonna
baby.
I mean,
don't take her. We need her for the show.
Well,
she can't really
remotely,
run.
Remotely, baby, come on. Let's
she can't
go.
Really
come
run
on, my hog.
Off either because her body is a
this.
Trash can.
I'm no
yes.
servant.
That's it, girl. That's it, girl. We're done with it.
Can I leave now?
She's there not going to fit on your motorcycle.
She will fit on my motorcycle.
I'll attach you.
She's
oh,
huge.
I'll make her like become one with my motorcycle, baby. I'm going to be riding you while we take off. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
How I hurt my robo leg.
It's all right. You're not going to need it. We're going to give you robo wheels where we're going.
I can't
Wyoming.
Robo-walk.
What?
I can't robo-walk.
Baby, we're going to robo-roll.
Billy, it sounds like she's gently
turning you down.
Turning
no.
you down.
She's not into it.
No, she's not. No. She's nervous a little bit. It's a lot.
I need to sleep now.
What? No.
Okay.
What are you?
She's going into power saving mode.
Hey.
And
why
I
you
need to recharge.
She's not into it.
Bye. You.
Wait. Whoa. Her eyes. Oh. Wait. Your green lights, your
the
LED
lights
on. You're not in standby mode. But
she's gone into her cube mode where all her appendages go into one cube.
Oh, I'm so sorry, bro.
I'm so sorry. I've never seen her do that before.
Yeah.
You must have. Maybe she just likes the chase.
Yeah, she's kind of a tease.
Yeah, the Vinny chase. She's a huge fan of Entourage.
Yeah. It's okay. You're not the first and you won't be the last.
Yeah, next week we're having. Brian Williams on, and he's going to go through the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we already know.
Why didn't you warn me?
We did.
We
literally
to.
Did.
Yeah.
We said she gets horny with our guests, all of them.
I guess it's been so long that since I felt that.
I'm sorry.
I'm Jesus smoking hot.
I'm more sorry than Gabe.
Thank you, July. You really redeemed yourself.
I'm still a little sorry, though.
Okay, that's nice. God is not sorry, though.
I'm not. I warned
She's
you.
She's applying more lube right now.
Yeah, I got to get wetter.
Okay.
I got to get wetter and sandier and covered in more doo-doo.
And then go to the airport.
Oh, you're covered in doo-doo and you're giving me shit for my doo-doo hands?
No, I was talking about my hands, too.
Okay.
We all have doo-doo hands, okay? That's part of having hands. They all have doo-doo particles
yeah.
on them.
I guess you're right.
Especially if you have a dog and you're touching that doo-doo.
Oh, yeah. I'm touching that doo-doo all day.
my job as a child was to clean up the dog poo, and there was a lot of dog poo.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Did anybody else have to clean up dog poo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
And my dad, we would keep a big bucket of dog shit.
Oh, my God.
Instead of throwing it. And it was the weirdest thing for all my friends. We would, because he wouldn't want to, he was a garbage man.
Okay.
And there's like a certain way he wanted to do it. He didn't want to just throw like dog shit in the trash or in a bag. We would put it in like a 5-gallon bucket and then seal the bucket. So up to this point, we would have like a 5-gallon bucket like with dog shit.
What?
And it had a cover and everything.
And then what would you do with the bucket?
Toss it at our neighbor's house. He hated the guy.
Oh
no,
my God.
No, I'm joking. We would just trash it out. We would throw it out.
Oh my God.
But I guess
how many
be-
dogs did you have?
Two, but they shit like seven.
Why were they shitting so much? Eating too much?
Yeah, eating too much. Mm. We got off on what's that when you like get off on like feeding people food and like making them big?
Yeah.
Feeders.
Feeders. You guys were dog feeders?
A little bit.
Yeah. Damn. That bucket sounds disgusting. I'm glad I never saw it.
Yeah,
and now it's being used as an airport.
bin
for
your keys
for
and
your
wallet
keys and shoes
mm, yeah
full circle
right?
Yep one yeah.
Circle of life Lion King Lion.
I mean it's basically the same amount of germs as the real bin.
Are you trying to wrap up the show?
No, I'm just trying to do my third beat callbacks.
No callbacks.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the third beat?
Yeah.
We're, I have no. Okay, great.
This whole thing has been a Herald audition.
We're all
Did
auditioning.
Know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all auditioning.
I don't think I stayed on game at all.
Yeah, I think you stayed on
actually,
game.
Right, no, I did. Yeah.
Your game was being horny with the robot.
Yeah,
it was a low hanging fruit of a game.
Billy, we've almost reached the end of our Herald audition.
Yeah.
But
we're
going to end it the way every Herald audition ends.
Yeah.
And every episode of this show, which is with a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about something we talked about already on the show.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Now.
Hell yeah.
No pressure. You don't need a rhyme. This is a platform. This time's for you to say whatever you want. This is the one time of the show where you can get political if you choose to. Or you could just stay on whatever topic that we get from Agata.
Yeah. Let's do a safari tour.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Safari Tour.
Thank you, Safari Tour.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we're going to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway? Mm. Hoe down about a safari tour.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready to hoe down?
Baby.
Yeah. We had to boot
please don't distract her. Okay. She's in work mode.
She has to play.
No, I got
to
control my emotions. You hurt me.
Piano.
It's fine.
She's got to play, perfectly.
This piano is so slimy.
So hard. It's so hard. You hurt me. Damn.
You can say good. You say it in your song. Say it in your part of the song.
Yeah, maybe.
She has
it's
to
off topic.
To it. It doesn't matter.
Off game. No, on the game, off
that,
topic.
The
on
game is that you're horny topic. For, okay. So I think it's on game.
I'm going on safari with my family. Seeing lots of animals, all that you can see. I see a lion, a Goomba, and a Bowser. Oh, Safari is also my favorite browser.
Okay,
yeah, cool.
I'm going on safari with my family. Ooh, look at that, a humongous tree. We're going to Niagara Falls as well. Oh my gosh, that lion's got big balls as well.
Here I am on a safari with my whole family. These balls are rubbing all on me, all over my body. Do I like it? Do I not? I don't know, but sure as enough, I'm gonna go. Keep on going on with this filthy lion.
Well, I'm going on safari with my family.
We're gonna go and see Jaws 3D.
Maybe in between we're gonna go back and rub the balls that I think
is Robo Laura Hall. Robo Laura.
No, stop.
Hall.
I miss you. Come back to me. Come back.
Yeehaw.
Baby.
That was really good, guys.
Yeah, that was probably the best one we've ever done.
Yeah.
I don't love you anymore.
Are you just trying to hurt me?
That has got to be like a knife
you
in the back.
You getting off on this? Oh, she just squirted some more of that robo oil when she said that. She's getting off. Stop.
This is what we were trying to avoid in the beginning, and we're sorry that she's acting this way, but...
Squirt.
Stop squirting on us. She's getting off. You just made me fall in love with me. You make me fall in love with me. You gave built me up self-confidence. I love
sprite,
myself.
Sprite.
Sprite?
Sprite.
Are you drinking
she
Sprite?
Said squirt earlier.
Yeah. Oh, now I get it.
Squirt.
Hey, there. Right.
Just because you offer me Sprite doesn't mean I'm going to forgive
cola,
you.
Cola.
Okay. I will take
now
your cola.
You're just being cruel now. I mean, Billy's heart is clearly broken. Can you just, be respectful?
Hey, Billy.
I'm sorry.
There are other robots out there. You're going to find someone. And if you want to talk to me about some specs about what you're looking for in a robot, maybe I can build
Gabe
one
can build
just
you
for
the
you.
Perfect
custom,
robot.
Custom.
Maybe I can hook you up with my cousin.
Shut up, Laura. I'm not talking.
Chappie is my cousin.
Chappie.
Oh, Chappie.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Well, he's very cool. So
can we make me
interested.
A Hugh Jackman robot?
Ooh.
I could try.
I mean,
good enough for me.
I mean, Gabe wasn't aiming to make her the way that she is, so we don't know what he's going to turn out like.
She's buggy.
Yeah, she's buggy is the nice way to put it. She's okay. Horny.
Okay.
So do you
well,
wanna...
I want? Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do. Do I? I'm overwhelmed with possibilities of what this Hugh Jackman robot's going to be like. What a relationship. Ships. It's gonna be like.
But do you
one
want claws
sure,
or no claws?
Fish and chips.
Hey, bub. I'm here.
Oh,
what?
It's me, Robo Logan.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. I wasn't asking for Robo Logan, but I'm into it.
He loves the Nickelodeon block snick.
Snick.
That's just the sound my claws make when they come out.
I thought you were going to talk to us about Keenan and Kel.
I could do that too. Anyway, you want to run away with me, bub?
How old are you?
You look good,
Logan. I ain't gonna lie to you. You look good. I'm intimidated. You got this rugged thing going on. But the age difference.
What's this? Who's this?
It's me, Trump Boy.
Oh, no. All our classic characters are coming out
Trump
at the
Boy's
end of the
here.
Show.
Trump Boy.
I'm sad.
What's going on, Trump Boy?
Oh, well, my favorite person in the world, Trump, is having a bad news day.
What the heck is going on?
Isn't every day a bad news day?
They're recalling his orange juice.
No. Donald Trump doesn't have an orange juice, Trump Boy.
Yes, he does. No. Everyone knows what Donald Trump looks like. He looks like a duck.
Yeah.
In a sailor's outfit.
Uh-huh.
And he hangs around with a bunch of mice and dogs.
And he has his own brand of orange juice.
Yes.
He thinks that he gets confused.
He thinks Donald Duck is Donald Trump, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even I know
makes
the difference,
more sense
bub.
We have explained. Oh God. We have explained this to him many times.
Stop
but
choking me.
Look, wait, Snick. Logan. Okay, no, don't take it out on Laura now, Logan. Don't wait. Like, don't like fight Laura.
Yeah.
Like, don't like Laura. Like, guys, just knock it off.
We don't need a robot on robot.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
here.
Don't like.
Please don't.
Okay, Laura. It's done. You broke my heart. That's it. Just leave me alone. Okay?
This is getting really rough.
Fine.
Okay, good. Thank you. Logan, to answer your question, I would love to run away with you. And if there's room, I would like to bring Trump Boy. I don't know how we're going to get there.
We're
I have a motorcycle.
Family, bub.
What?
Yeah, Trump Boy, I'm sorry. You seem like you need a friend, and I need a lover.
I do.
And I'm not suggesting me and I are lover, but I think
that's
we could.
What it sounded like.
Yeah, I know it's what it sounded like.
And listen, I may be a boy, but I'm 18 years old. So
wait, what?
So I can do what I want.
Logan, hold on one second.
I haven't talked about my family situation, but hey, I got my own studio apartment.
Wait, where?
In the heart of Hollywood.
Oh my god! Like that? I have two roommates. Okay, Trump Boy. How do you like?
Why do you call yourself boy if you're 18?
Well, what's that?
He's very. He does look very boyish.
Oh,
aren't you Trump man now?
Have you heard of the Proud Boys?
Yeah.
I'm kind of one
of
those.
Oh boy.
Oh, what are you proud of?
I'm proud of my man Trump.
Oh God, this is really veered off track.
Yeah. Wait, no, he's. Oh, I'm fainting.
Trump Boy. Oh, no. He's going into standby. Trump Boy.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, it worked. Wait. Whoa, Trump Boy. Hey, Gabe, you put oil in this one, too? What's this?
I didn't even know Trump Boy wasn't a robot.
No, that's not.
I'm a robot? This makes so much sense.
Well, we've got a lot of options. Logan, you're here.
You got to pick what you want.
Can't I have both?
No, you gotta pick what love you want.
Yeah, what's it gonna be, bub?
What are you gonna offer me, Trump Boy? You
I
got
talk
a studio
like Logan
apartment?
Now.
He's got a studio apartment in the heart of Hollywood.
And I got a big dick that goes schnick.
I can't compete with that.
Shit, okay, I gotta go with Logan, but Trump Boy.
Hey, it was good knowing you. I get it, man.
You get it?
Billy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on
Thanks
the podcast.
Really nice.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
We had such a good time.
Great time.
Do you have anything you want to plug? Your Instagram, maybe, if people want to slide into
those DMs? Yeah,
you
guys want to slide in my DMs? Yeah, that's great. Anything specific? When does this episode come out?
It'll probably come out in a week.
How many more days? In a week?
In a week.
Okay. I'm doing some shows. I do a lot of shows at the PAC Theater, so just check out the PAC Theater. I'm not going to plug anything in particular. You know, just come support local comedy around LA, guys, you know, and you'll see me around and I'll see you around and we'll say hi.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Say hi to Billy. He'll love it.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I would love it.
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug Terrace House on Netflix. It's a Japanese reality show following six strangers that live in a house. And it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I love it so much.
Okay. Check it out. Terrace House.
Yeah. And my favorite part is they have commenters. So like every couple scenes, they just cut to these people watching and then making fun of what's happening. I love it.
July, do you have anything to plug?
I have nothing to plug. I'll give my plug to Robolore Hall.
Oh, cool.
I want to plug Smallfoot now in theaters.
What?
Oh, Smallfoot now in theaters.
What's Smallfoot?
It's a Pixar movie, right?
It's a Pixar film, or it's some sort of animated film.
Oh, okay.
Which she's fond of.
Okay.
Oh, is it not Pixar? I don't know.
Is it about a dinosaur?
No, it's about like a snowman.
Bigfoot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, or Bigfoot, yeah.
All
right. And he has a small foot.
Got it.
You get it?
I do get it. I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits, and it's streaming right now on Amazon Prime, right after Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
Is that show good?
I love that show.
Isn't it Krasinski?
It is. Ooh. And I did watch the first episode, and he has a catchphrase in it, which is he keeps saying, I'm an analyst.
Oh, is this really?
Yeah.
I'm an analyst.
So he's like, I can't go to Yemen. I'm an analyst.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, does so you gotta go? Check it out. He does go.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, we can be found online at twb.cool and on all the social medias at TrendsWBenefits. We would love it if you could give us a nice rating or a review on the podcast apps. I mean, you don't have to, but if you want to, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it.
Thanks to our friend Andrew Clotworthy. He did our theme music.
Thank you, Andrew.
And thanks to our friend Andrea Tominga. She did our artwork.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks to our listeners. We love you.
We love you.
Love you.
Take care of yourselves.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.